The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 16, Letter Number 5794, Baruch Hashem, the 11th of Tishrei, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. He asked the Rebbe, should he start pulling on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin? So the Rebbe says, for sure, you will make the effort to the extent possible that you should daven with purity. And you know that the sanctity of the tefillin, when you wear the tefillin, you need to be in a holy status. When you're wearing the tefillin are holy. And we learn it as a metaphor, as a foratorium, from the sanctity of the tzitz. The tzitz only had one, it says, names of Hashem, but the tefillin has many more names of Hashem. So if there was a necessity of constantly keeping your mind on the tzitz, the Kohen Gadol, when he was wearing it, because it's a holy thing that you're wearing. When you're wearing the tefillin, you have to be holy. So you should be pure. So then the Rebbe says, if you will do that, you make the effort, then it's proper to put them on. Now there was a question, is, does someone who doesn't put Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, let's say you have a scribe who doesn't put him on, so he says that if he doesn't put on, then he shouldn't be writing Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And the Rebbe says there is already a debate about it, and the conclusion is no, that even though there's a saying of our sages that says that one who is not obligated to tie them, to put them on, or cannot write them. So if this guy doesn't put on Rabbeinu Tam, some people want to say he can't write Rabbeinu Tam. The Rebbe says, no, that doesn't apply this. And the Rebbe says, and this is a foratory from the case when a person doesn't do mitzvahs out of tiyovin in the beginning of Lama Test about writing the tefillin over there in the halacha. So you see that it wouldn't, if a person didn't do it because, you know, of not defiance, but just the tiyovin, that wouldn't qualify him. So the Rebbe says, It's okay halachically, but still, to begin with, at least it's obvious that it's proper and correct that the one who puts this tefillin should write them. And the Rebbe brings down about the different opinion as they were collected in the Ma'aseh V'Chol HaMachnas Shulchan Malachim HaKitz Shulchan Aruch. The Rebbe says, for sure, you're keeping the three classes, Chumash Tilmin Tanya, in addition to the normal, regular classes that are in the yeshiva schedule. And may the blessed Hashem succeed you with blessings in the name of the Rebbe, by the Rebbe secretary. So he wants to know, put Rabbeinu Tam. The Rebbe says, if you try to be pure, your mind should be pure, everything should be betara. And the Rebbe says, that's something important by tefillin. And if one who is not putting out Rabbeinu Tam can write the Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, the Rebbe says that's something which is discussed, but it's allowed, but it's not the right thing. L'chatchila, we should have somebody who puts them on, write them as well.